Take a trip with us to learn about some of your neighbors with this edition of KXCR Conversations. These are neighbors just like you and me, and how their lives are filled with history. KXCR Conversations with you.
Welcome to Community Conversations. This is your host, Melissa Jones, and I just happen to have Dawn Weiss on the phone with me today, and she is a flautist with the Oasis Ensemble, which is a chamber music trio featuring flute, cello, and piano, and she'll be performing, along with the others, at FOOF this Sunday, January 21st, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Welcome, Dawn.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, we're so happy to have you, and we're looking forward to hearing what is in store for us at the Florence Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Of course, again, that is Sunday, January 21st, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Tell us, how did you get started with this chamber music trio?
So, starting about a year ago, I had the great pleasure of hearing the cellist, Louis Lowenstein, performing a solo, and I was very impressed with him, and I asked him if he'd be interested in joining me in playing chamber music, and we started playing some flute and cello duos and found that the repertoire was quite limited, and we decided to add a pianist, and we began concertizing last year, and our vision became greater than our pianist at that time was able to handle for his schedule, so we then added a new pianist, and we have Andrew Canestra with us now, who we're very excited to work with, and he is a doctoral student at the University of Oregon and has won major awards and has had the opportunity to play concertos at the Holt Center, and he's a recording artist as well on the Naxos label. And he has many projects that are coming along, lots of wonderful, exciting career ahead of him. And Louis and I both are longtime symphonic musicians, but we also love chamber music. So it's been a real joy to work with this group very enthusiastically. And we started especially working on this program that you're going to hear on Sunday. We started working on the repertoire in September. And we've been meeting weekly, most weeks, except for this ice storm made that a little difficult and Christmas holidays. But we did work quite a bit for this program, and we're very excited about it. We have some amazing pieces that we're playing.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad to hear that you brought some music to share with us for us to listen to.
Yes, we're really excited about it. As I said, there wasn't a lot of repertoire, and we wanted to expand what there was. So our vision is not just playing the greatest repertoire that is already written, but encouraging composers to write new pieces for us. So on this particular program we're going to be playing on Sunday, we open the concert with a duo for flute and cello, written by the Italian composer Roberto Di Marino. And I originally found out about this composer a number of years ago. I was involved with a flute organization in Portland called the Greater Portland Flute Society. And somebody performed a tango piece by him. And I thought, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful for flute and cello, something like that. And I contacted him. I looked him up online and found him and asked him to write, and he wrote this fandango, which is just such a lovely dance feeling. It's energetic, and it's stylish, and it's just so much fun. It's a real crowd pleaser, and we've enjoyed playing that. And then that kind of got us started with other things. Also on this program, we have a special arrangement that our own cellist, Louis, transcribed for flute and cello. It's an arrangement of Over the Rainbow and the Judy Garland song we all know, yes, from Wizard of Oz. It's just a beautiful arrangement. And then we'll be playing trio music the rest of the concert. And we found a piece by a very fun composer from Cincinnati. And his name is Rick Soash. And he's been writing quite a bit of material. We contacted him, and he got excited about what we're doing. And since then, he's written several duos and several trios for us. So this particular piece, we had already found he had written before, but since we've started collaborating with him, now he's begun writing more pieces for us. And then we are going to be playing a piece by a composer from England, and his name is Paul Carr. His piece is called Divertimento, and it's also very lively. All the music is very highly listenable. I think people sometimes get a little concerned if there's a composer on the concert that they haven't heard their name before, and they don't know what kind of situation that's going to be. But nobody has to be afraid about coming to this concert, because it's all very joyful and very easily to understand, but also very worthwhile. I think people will really love these composers and their composition. And then on the second half of the concert, we are playing a piece that is really by a composer that's very rarely performed. And this work, we have a feeling this might be the very first time this piece has been performed, especially for our group. Our group is flute, cello, and piano. And this work was originally written for violin, cello, and piano. It's a trio sonata, and it's in the key of C minor. And the composer's name is Mark Delmas, and he composed this in 1920. So he's not a living composer. We do have somebody from the past. And this work is just so gorgeous and very dramatic. And we love it so much that it's our intention to record this piece. And we have plans to record it in the next couple of months. We want to first perform it around the state and really dig into the meaning of it to really grasp what he has there, because there is no recording available to listen to. So we're trying to make sure that we get the most out of it.
So we're lucky to have the recording we're going to be listening to, which is not a professional recording, but it's...
The recording you'll be listening to was of our live performance on December 3rd at the Jazz Station in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, okay, good.
So now, I just wanted to say a little bit about all of us. We're all professional classical musicians. This is our livelihood. This is our life. I and Lewis are both actually retired from playing in symphonies for a long time. I was in the Oregon Symphony as principal flutist for 25 years.
My goodness.
And
wow.
Lewis played in both the Chicago Symphony and the Pittsburgh Symphony. So both of us come in with a vast background in performing classical music. It's an amazing combination, and we have just really enjoyed working with each other.
I'm sure. Well, let's start by playing some of these pieces. Let's start with Di Marino and Fandango.
Great.
Okay, let's...
And you know, just listen for the dance spirit of it. There are different kinds of feelings of dance in there. It's not just a Fandango.
Oh my goodness, this will be great. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to Fandango. Thank you. With Oasis Ensemble, and she's with a chamber music trio featuring flute, cello, and piano, and she is the flautist, and they are going to be performing this Sunday, January 21st, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. at FOOF, and the address there is 87738 U.S. Highway 101, and it's easy to remember, it's at Cedar Beach Road and 101. Now, for more information on tickets, please call Judy Dolmage at 808-936-9291. I didn't realize that you were the principal flautist for the Oregon Symphony Orchestra for that long. My goodness, how impressive.
Thank you.
And do you now live in Florence?
No, I live in Eugene. All of us, our trio is based in Eugene. I happen to know Judy, and I asked her if, well, we talked about the possibility of playing a house concert at her house. And she is so fantastic in getting the word out. She had gotten so many replies, she realized that it was going to be too many people for her house. And so we've moved the event. We are very much looking forward to performing at the Florence Unitarian Universalist Fellowship.
Also known as FOOF. Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful
Thank
group
you.
Of people there. We love them, and they do so much for the community. Very, very wonderful people there.
Well, we're really looking forward to it, and Judy's been magnificent in finding a location for us and communicating with them and setting this up. It should be a wonderful event.
Yes, I'm sure. Now, how did you meet these other artists? I know you said you worked with Lewis for a long time, but you're also with Andrew, the pianist?
Yes. I first met Lewis. I got hired to play a concert at a church, a local church in Eugene. This was a little over a year ago. And he happened to be playing a solo line in the music, and I recognized the beauty of his playing and asked if we could do some collaborations together. And then we were looking for a pianist specifically, and we talked to the University of Oregon, the main chamber music coach there, the teacher, David Riley, a very fine pianist, and asked if he was available. And he is so busy with his schedule, but he did recommend that he had this really terrific doctoral student who he was working with, and he highly recommended him. So Lewis and I went to hear his doctoral recital, and we were very impressed. And so we talked to him afterwards and asked if he would get together with us, and we spent some time sight reading music together and decided that we all had mutually interesting ideas that we wanted to follow up on.
Well, you know, many of us have been influenced by classical musicians. Who would you say influenced you the most growing up?
Well, probably my brother. No, I guess I'd say my mother.
Oh.
So my mother was a piano teacher. So she got both me and my other two brothers very interested in classical music. And then my oldest brother, David Weiss, was the principal oboist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic for 30 years.
Mm.
And my other brother, Abraham Weiss, was the principal bassoonist of the Rochester Philharmonic. I believe it was for 40 years. So I had a family full of artists, and we were constantly going to youth orchestras and concerts and competitions, all that sort of thing. So that was my foundation.
Wow, what a wonderful family life it sounds like. I love family musicians. That's wonderful. What about musical education? Did you have training? And do you think if you did it help you?
Oh, absolutely. I started studying piano for my mother when I was young, but I branched off, and when I was 9 years old, I started taking private flute lessons, and I took weekly flute lessons right up until I was in my 20s. I went through and I did competitions, concerto performances, summer music festivals, youth orchestras, and then finally semi-professional youth orchestra. And then finally my first playing job was in the Miami Philharmonic in my early 20s. And then after that, I got a job actually in the Mexico State Symphony Orchestra in Toluca, Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And then from there, I got the job in Portland. And I started out as second flutist in the Portland Symphony at the time. And then we became more of a full-time orchestra. It became the Oregon Symphony Orchestra. And then I won the position of principal flute and was there for 25 years.
Oh, Dawn, how exciting. That must have been just thrilling to have all that experience.
You know, it was a way of life. It was how I saw the universe, how I experienced the world.
Now, I want our listeners to hear some more of this wonderful flute playing along with the cello and piano. Now, this next one, you told us already a little about it. It's called Divertimento.
Divertimento.
And
it's by Paul Carr.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear it. Are you ready? So let's go ahead and take a listen now, then. Thank you. And we are back with Don Weiss, who is the flautist for the Oasis Ensemble, a chamber music trio featuring flute, cello, and piano. And we are so lucky to have them here in Florence, Oregon this Sunday, January 21st, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. And that is at FOOF, 87738 U.S. Highway 101. For tickets, please call Judy Dolmatch at 808-936-9291.
I want to mention that you won't hear everything today that you'll be hearing on Sunday, and we will be presenting a piece by this French composer, Marc Delmas, which is just a stunning work and just a beautiful romantic, French romantic piece, and I hope that you can come out and hear that.
You said that was originally violin, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it was interesting how we found this piece. Like I said, it was very difficult to find repertoire for our combination. Our cellist, Lewis, went online and researched pieces, and he was reading through lots and lots and lots of scores, and he found this piece, and he asked us to print it and to sight read it and see what we thought. And we read through it and said, wow, this is a great piece. Why haven't we heard about this before? So from there, we went on to the process of transcribing it for the flute, because the flute and the violin are not of the same exact range. The violin goes quite a bit lower than the flute, and the violin has a lot of more depth of sound lower in its instrument, on the instrument, than the flute does. The flute gets a little soft when you get to the low register. So we've had to make some changes to make it work the way that it ought to on a flute. But we feel like we've really preserved the essence of the piece and the beauty.
Now, Don, is there anything I'm forgetting to ask? Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
I just hope people will enjoy coming out. I know the weather has been cold. It's kind of hard to get motivated to come out, but this is really beautiful music, and it is worth the trouble to come out. I think you'll be very satisfied and happy to come. We're really excited to play for you, and we're just thrilled that Judy was able to get a hold of the Phillips Hall and make it a possibility for us to come and perform for you.
Yes, and don't forget, they're going to do Over the Rainbow, which is going to be really, really fun, I'm sure.
It is.
Thank you so much, Don Weiss, for calling in today to tell us all about this and let us hear some of this wonderful music. We're looking forward to seeing you in person Sunday, January 21st at FOOF. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Melissa.
And I want to thank all of our listeners today. I've been your host, Melissa Jones, and this is Community Conversations at KXCR 90.7 Central Oregon Coast's Community Radio.
This has been KXCR Conversations with you, a regular feature here at KXCR. Having a conversation is easy. Call 997-5252. Email info@kxcr.net. Or visit us at the station across from the library. Our combined history makes our community. We all have the energy and power to do good things. Organizing and energizing ourselves is a great step in conversation. This is Community Radio, KXCR, Florence, 90.7.